And what is this deal with ultra-Orthodox Jews protecting molesters? Like, they default to saying that the accuser is lying. That's their default position. You mentioned something the other day.
No.
About...
Talk to me.
Molestation.
See what I'm saying? You fucking kill. You just went right there, God damn.
No warm up, nothing. Just boom.
Yeah.
You want to shoot the shit, there's, you know, there's...
No, that's called shooting the shit without even thinking.
You want to chit-chat, we're going to chit-chat until there's nothing to chit-chat about.
It might cost us, it might not. All I'm saying.
So you mentioned the molestation. And now, it's a great topic, right? Everyone loves the molestation topic, especially if you're from the ultra-Orthodox community.
Especially if you were molested.
Because they take so much goddamn heat from that subject. Yeah. I don't know what happened recently, so I want you to fill me in on all the drama. I did see one post online, but we could get into this for a second, but I guess you could give me the update.
It's not great. I mean, I don't have much information because these topics don't really interest me, to be very honest. That the Jewish community is boiling over a guy that supposedly molested people. And when I say supposedly, it's because I don't know what he did, and I honestly believe the people that come out and saying that they were molested, so I believe them over anybody else. There's this guy, his name is, I forgot. He is a writer. He's a major writer. He changed the Jewish industry of books and writing and articles and stuff like that. Supposedly,
Waldman or something.
Yes, Walder.
Uh-huh.
Chaim Walder. He wrote Kids Speak. Kids Speak is a very popular book.
Yeah, sure. We grew up with
kids.
That shit.
I read it when I was younger. I read the shit out of it, to be honest. Like, all I read was that because that's all I had. And I read it. And I read
it. Why, they had it in Yiddish?
No, English. Come on, bro.
Wow. Father's a real English progressive, reading. Huh?
It was English reading, and I was reading that over and
no
over again.
No wonder
was...
you went off the derech. Your father
that's
gave you...
That's why I went off the derech.
Chaim Walder is the only kid.
The only reason why I went off the derech, it's not because...
Right, none of those reasons.
It's not because all this shit. No. It's not because the Rebbe, the Muhammad,
Not because of the molestation.
Not because of the mikvah.
Right.
So he, so there was supposed to be like 22 cases, people that came out saying that they were 22 or something, that they were molested. I don't have details. I don't know what it was.
Oh, by this guy. Kids. Ooh, that's
rough. This guy was involved in something with kids.
Wow.
Was he a therapist? There was something that he was involved with the kids, how he got to the kids, how he had, I don't know who else.
So I didn't realize that it was him. So he's the one that's being accused. Now there was, you know, just a couple months ago or last year, but I think it was a couple months ago, my second grade teacher, Clar from Popa, He was also charged, and he was a therapist or some kind of social worker through...
All these therapists. They're here to help people.
What's the Chai Lifeline? No, the place where you go for help in the Jewish community. What's the mental health place?
Lifeline. They're called Boin Olam.
No, the other one, no. The big one.
Boin Olam is for pregnant people?
I don't know. There's a name... Gosh, my memory is shot right now.
Achieve?
Chai Lifeline? No. What am I saying?
No, Chai Lifeline is for cancer people.
Jesus Christ, it's not coming to my head now. I'm sure there's people listening. They just have it on the tip of their tongue and they just want to put it into our brains, but it's just not there right now. But anyway, this dude was like a therapist or a child, a social worker of some sorts. His name was Clar, and he was the second grade and English principal for a certain period in Popa when I was in Popa.
No.
Also, allegations came out that he molested multiple. And we know that these stories come out day by day. The only reason I bumped into this on LinkedIn, I saw one post that somebody posted that this girl killed herself, committed suicide because of the way that people were either celebrating or partying or something related to the accused, meaning so the accused was doing something, which is pretty horrible. I don't know if you heard about this.
So she was with the accusers, on the accuser's side, or she was side of the molesters?
I only saw a post, so I don't know the full story, but what I gathered was that she came forward, right? And what did the community do, or the people close? They obviously protect the abuser. We're used to that.
Maybe
they created a gathering or something to deal with it or promote him or to stand with him. And her seeing that pushed her over the edge, and I think she committed suicide. This is what I saw on LinkedIn. It's not confirmed. I don't know anything other than that.
The messed up part is that this guy shot himself on his son's grave. Like, that's what he did. This is how he committed suicide, this Kitsby guy, the Chaim Older. Now, supposedly there was a letter that he wrote that he was going to come out and Hashem is going to help him come clean and everyone is going to realize that he was innocent, something like that. But I heard that's not true. The point
Chaim
is
Walder committed suicide?
Chaim Walder committed suicide. Obviously, this is a story, right? So what happened was there was all these accusations and then he couldn't handle it anymore or whatever. It's horrible. True or not, to walk around as a molester is just fucking horrible, right?
Holy shit. I wonder if I misunderstood the post. Maybe
he went to his son's grave and shot himself in the brains. Now, again, that could also be not true. I can't fact check it. I don't know. I just know what I heard from people, chatter. And the truth is that this doesn't really interest me, that to be very honest. But
I don't care about this drama, and that's why it doesn't matter if I know the details about this gossip.
This is why we're bringing it up, and it's not even a full-on conversation. It's
news. Because it's about the bigger picture that I wanted to discuss. I don't care about individual stories. They're horrible.
No.
I was molested when I was a kid, right, and half my friends were. It's not something that I'm shy to talk about. But what's the problem? What's the bigger issue here? And what does this deal with ultra-Orthodox Jews protecting molesters? Like, they default to saying that the accuser is lying. That's their default position, right? They default to saying that you're a liar. If I come forward now and say this guy molested me, it's almost guaranteed that they'll protect that guy.
For sure. Community. This is what's bad with communities. They protect each other even though they shouldn't. When they shouldn't.
Absolutely.
When they protect bad people.
And then I also wonder, and I'm pretty sure, but I think the percentage, the numbers of how frequently this occurs in ultra-Orthodox communities is much higher. And it must have something to do with the extreme segregation, lack of sex education, and all the craziness that surrounds male, female, and all that.
It also has to do a lot with religion, because you're not allowed to do anything. So there's so much bottled, so much problem, so much things bottled up, so much, you know what, sexually, there's a lot of stuff bottled up. But there's also another thing, that most of these molesters have been molested, right? So they've been molested themselves. And what happens is, and I don't know if I can blame it on anything, but the point is that if you don't go for help and you don't deal with that, then you're going to eventually become a molester yourself. Now, I can't blame it on anybody. I can't really say, oh, that's because he's a Jew and then they didn't really send him for any help, because I don't know. Could be not. Like, nowadays, every Jewish community sends, at least, not every, like, we're not there yet. But what I'm saying is that these molesters, they have a past where they were dominated by someone else. They were raped, they were molested by someone else. They lost this whole concept. They felt like they are not in control of their own body. They're not in control of their whatever. Therefore, they go and take that from someone else. They lost a certain sense of self when they were molested. They lost it.
Yeah, I definitely think that that is the case sometimes.
They were overpowered by it.
I don't think it's a golden rule, though. I think often the case is that a molester has a past themselves, but very often they don't.
Let me ask you a question. So what else is there? Let's try to go into
I think there's. I think there might be a stronger correlation that has to do with sheltering, the extreme sheltering, like extreme lack of sexual education. See, sex ed given over at an ideal age, 10, 11, 12, whenever they do it, in different systems, it has a utility, and it's supposed to allow kids to know that as they're hitting puberty and all these body changes are taking place, know that male and female are supposed to merge, if you know what I'm saying. And knowing that, you also understand that you have to wait until you're an adult, till you're, you know, even if you're religious, till you get married to do that. But there's a process there. You have an organ between your legs that's going to drive you nuts, and you're going to want to hump everything that moves, and even the stuff that don't, maybe like that pie in your mom's fridge, but you contain it and you wait for the right time. But when you're 12 and you start getting a boner and you know nothing about anything, and then you have Chester the molester in the mikveh who's diddling you, of course it's a cesspool. And then this is a nasty cycle, because even Chester the molester in mikveh, he also has psychological issues, because he has sexual lust, right? But he can't turn to porn like the rest of the world does, because he doesn't have a smartphone. So his fantasies come out in the form of touching someone, touching a little kid, somebody he does have access to. Who does Kitta Zion Rebbe, Moshe Yontov Fromovich, have access to? He's not going to a hoe house and screwing women, which, by the way, that does happen here and there. But if only he was doing that. They touch who they have access to. They don't have access to girls or to women. And by the way, when they do, they often take advantage of that. These are sick people, heavily suppressed and sheltered. This is the result. I think education is hiding information. Education is teaching, but then also teaching how to handle that information and what to do with
it. I think mostly it's the education. I think what's missing is the conversation. People have urges. There's nothing wrong with having an urge or a lust or something, right? We all have it. I think it's the conversation of what this means. That first of all, this exists, it's there, people have it, you don't have to and you can't act on it. When it's not a conversation from when you're very young, your mom tells you that this is normal to feel that we wanna whatever, this or that, then we don't know what's right or wrong. So now, as soon as everything is already wrong, people will act on that and say, fuck it, like I can't control myself. I'm going to do things because you don't know. At this point, everything is wrong. So when everything is wrong, you just become rebellious and you start doing everything. Why shouldn't we have the conversation of this is right, this is right, this is right after marriage, this is right after this or after that. And it's okay to have this feeling and nothing is wrong with you, but you can't really act on that because that's not good. And now we're not talking about someone that really has a disease or someone is really sick and an adult that touches kids is a sickness. This is not about him touching other people or asking women to have sex with them or like that, which is humane. That's an adult that needs kids. That's like a sickness in his head. And that mostly comes from being molested, being traumatized from something from their own childhood. But just someone that just wants to pleasure themselves, there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to know when and where and how to do that. This is what I'm saying. The conversation is missing.
Yeah,
I agree. Talk more about it.
That's essentially what I mean by that extreme sheltered aspect.
Yeah, exactly.
If you just have the conversation, just having the conversation alone at the right age could help a lot. I do think that it starts somewhere. So even an older guy that's been doing it for 10, 20 years, you know, sometimes they catch these guys because victims only come out 20 years later. They've been doing it their whole life. They started potentially when they were teenagers.
They're pros. They're pros right now.
I was molested by someone who he was a teenager. I was a young kid, maybe I was 12 range, but he was also only 15, 16, 17. So he must have, he was probably molested already a few years before. Now he's already a teenager molesting. Now, if he didn't go for help, there's a strong possibility that he's in his 30s, 40s now molesting people.
Still doing it.
It starts, potentially really young. When we hear of 50-year-olds who molested 10 people, they did that their whole life. And I agree that that's a level of sickness already, but it's a level of comfort. Because when you start at 17 diddling with other boys, by the time you're 50, you're comfortable with it. That's your only outlet. Again, you don't know about porn. You don't know about beating yourself off in the bathroom when nobody's looking.
You know, and in fact, all you know that it's wrong. Maybe if we had told them and we taught these kids that, you know what, we're humans, we have urges, and it's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong with doing that, they wouldn't become obsessed with it, because now they don't have that guilt. And when we have guilt, we try to run from it by doing more of it. So there shouldn't be any guilt attached to it. Don't attach guilt to it and just do it. Just deal with that, whatever. If you don't deal with it, then you end up looking like that.
Sometimes just the solution, like I say, by Chester the Molester, that's the title of this episode, by the Arabs, they also have issues, big issues, right? And I joke that all they really need is some porn. So, right, they have all this aggression, all that testosterone, like you said earlier. You fly over with airplanes and you drop porn magazines and all the problems go away, guarantee you.
All the rape and all the million kids that they have will just go away. You think so?
So are we proposing that the solution is that they should watch porn in the ultra-Orthodox? No, but at least start with a conversation. I understand
why. Imagine how social media works, though.
I understand
why. Did you hear these guys? Yeah. They're opposing that people, that Hasidim watch porn and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, that's exactly what we're saying
about that.
No. That's exactly what we're saying. Watch porn by the tish.
Yeah.
No,
Instead of going to the tish, watch porn.
Yeah. It's not even watching porn. It's just understand the human body of what we want. Understand that this is the type of stuff that the human body wants.
No, I'm with that. There's a reason why you do sex education, and there's a reason why you do it before puberty at a very optimal age, before the confusion starts, and usually before the age of when you're going to get diddled in the mikveh. Now, if you have some of that education and parents weren't so shy and embarrassed themselves to have normal conversation about sex, gender, and babies and all that stuff, I think it could definitely help. It's not going to solve the issue overnight. This is a deep, deep-seated and rooted issue that is going to change over time, but it'll push it an inch forward. If they just make it their business to include sex education,
you could be as religious as you want to.
You live in America. Your kids at 15 are watching animals fucking on Animal Planet, whether you want it or not.
It's not never
going to
happen. They're
going to be exposed to it.
Yeah, but it's never going to happen. So we're not trying to change
it. At least I feel like I did my part. I don't give a shit.
It's also, I'm
so far beyond the community walls at this point. I don't give a shit. I laugh at the stupidity that they could solve in a second if they cared. It's meaningless.
I don't need it to change. To be honest, we don't need it to change.
You want to keep having Chaim Walder stories every year? No problem. Don't change.
Yeah. Right.
That burying your head in the sand is the way to live because that's what it means to serve Hashem. No problem. Chaim Walder 2.0. And then 3.0, it's like the booster shot.
And these stories never end.
I couldn't believe it. My second grade teacher comes out. It was just last year or this a few months ago. All over media.
It never ends. The amount of people
that I know that have either been convicted or have actually done something, it's way too little. It's like a dozen or two dozen. Just myself. And I'm not even heavily involved in the community whatsoever. So imagine it's a sick problem. It's not like, oh, there's
way
one
too
here, there's
little
one
people have been convicted, though. That's the problem. There should have been a lot more. Should be a lot more people right now.
I don't know what to say about that. That just kind of comes back down to what you said. It's like community. It's like, it's the default of the community. If you live in a community, by default, they're going to try to protect you. Now, they have a naivety about them as well that they, I think they actually, I think half the people protecting these types actually believe that you're innocent.
They're innocent. That's one. Because here, you know why? Because when you ask someone that is protecting a molester and you ask someone, if this had happened to your kid, how would you deal with this? They're like, oh, well, that's something else. This is why. So they believe that doing that is a sin and it's harmful and it's horrible. So what they do is in order to protect someone, they say, well, no, he never did it. How can you say that on this rabbi and this holy guy? So they take that feeling out of it and now they can protect them.
Right.
This is why they don't believe that this person did it. But they protect him because he belongs in the community. Now, without thinking that this person, by being protected, will continue to do it again and he'll feel safe doing it because he knows my community's got my back. That's why it's so dangerous.
I think sane rabbis, I've heard Lazer Brody say, and he was probably repeating from Shalom Arush, it's an epidemic. And there's no question about it. You absolutely have to report halachically somebody who, you know, molested or abused a child, even abuse, physical abuse. Forget about molestation. And don't even get me started on physical abuse. And so there are predominant rabbis and big figures who are on board with that. It's a certain sect's very chassidish, heimish, that are still really tone deaf to the music. It'll change, though. It's slowly changing, and it'll continue to slowly change. The more people get arrested, get in trouble, the more exposure, the more victims come out.
I think they're talking about it. I think they're having these conversations now to the kids a lot more than in the past. It's that. And also, it's the fact that these people are protecting their community with that, right? This has a lot to do with, it's like politics. Like a certain community cannot have these stories come out because it's the community that they're protecting.
No, I understand that, by the way. And, you know, my opinion on that is that they're actually destroying the community. You know, it's a lot more commendable to convict, let the cops figure it out and let it be investigated normally and you stand behind the investigation, then you get out of the other. It's actually a lot more commendable to do the right thing, and the right thing is not to protect, you know.
But it's the right thing to do, but it's not the right thing if you live in a community and you will be destroyed. You will have your kids thrown out of school. You will have to move away, and then it's just at the current state that this person is in, it might not be good for him to come out and say that because he will have essentially ruin his life. So this is why it's so complicated. You can't just say, oh, well, it's very complicated for these people.
No, but the argument that, you know, they're kind of doing what they're supposed to do because they're protecting their community members, they actually hurt themselves by doing that. It's very similar to these Hasidim. We were on Yafo in Jerusalem 1 week for Shabbos. We're in a hotel. And you hear all this protesting outside. Shabbos! What is it? It's a group of ultra-Orthodox whack jobs rolling down Yafo yelling Shabbos. And I'm just thinking to myself, they think, so let me just understand this. First of all, they think they're doing their moral duty, obviously, which is preposterous. Second of all, they think they might inspire people to do what? Keep Shabbos? And become like them?
Not like that.
Put on
not
a
like
Beckett that, you show. Dummy. Right, so it's the retardation is unthinkable. I can't even process it. Yeah. You don't realize that you look like a buffoon, the world laughs at you, and you guys are like imbeciles. But in their mind, they probably think we're doing the right thing and we're going to motivate one person maybe to turn his ways around. No, you idiot. The more you do that, the more people run from ultra-Orthodoxy. You guys look retarded.
Retarded.
It's the same thing. It's like, we're going to protect the abusers because we have to protect our members. And by the way, I do think they're ignorant. If I'm part of a kahila, a shul, and I'm indicted for molestation. Not convicted.
Accused?
Accused. If I have charges filed against me. And I come running to my kahila and I start whining and crying that they're after me. They're lies. I'll convince you guys in a second because you're my people. What you mean? These are OTDers. These are confused people who have a grudge against me and all this stuff. 100%. Within an instant, there's a campaign backing me. And I have the top lawyers paid by the community. And this is... I think the inhabitants themselves are ignorant in that regard. And the answer is people should stay out of it. Let there be an investigation. There's a due process. You live in the U.S., yeah? You're all about that. Okay. Well, follow the U.S. laws. Let there be an investigation. Let them figure out if it is or it isn't true. And that, by the way, is hard enough. When you have victims who come forward 10, 20 years later, it's hard enough to even prove a case in court, let alone...
At that point, you're already past it. You can't even do anything anymore. But you know what? But people come out when they feel strong and they feel supported by people. And that takes so long to maybe build that or get that for yourself that by the time you come out and you feel like, okay, let me do the right thing and come out and say, you know, that this is what happened, it's already too late. So you can't even protect
sometimes,
the future.
And just to finish this, I would say sometimes it's about having a conversation about it. You know, if we have a listener who's been molested and he wants to share his story, not to convict, I've been molested. I never went after anybody. I've dealt with it. I deal with it. You don't have to be in pain.
You don't have to want to convict
people. But if there's somebody who wants to have a conversation about it, because there might be another way to help get through it, just talk about it. Let the story be out
there.
Talk about it. Without fighting, without trying to get people in trouble, let the world know, because you need to heal, we could absolutely do that.
Yeah, you can do that. It's in your hands to do that. And also, it's like you said, you made a great point, by the way. You don't have to talk about it to bring that other person down. That just might be a good thing to do. But also for you, just have the conversation and tell people. It might seem normal to you and be like, yeah, whatever. It's just one of my rabbis or whatever, but it's not. It's not. So just to have the conversation.
Well, there is, you know, psychology 101. If you've been molested and you haven't gotten to the point of being able to admit it to yourself, to your close friends and family, then there's still a lot of pain and suffering, and there's still a lot that you haven't resolved. There's a lot of unresolved stuff there.
That's
so
it.
If
That's
you're still
the point.
At that stage,
that right
absolutely.
There.
If you have already come forward and let the people know and you feel like you've gotten past it, great. But if you still need to get past it, and then a way to do that is to have that conversation. You have to have that conversation.
Have the conversation.
You have to get past already having that conversation. Meaning you have to have had it. You have to feel comfortable about what happened and how you feel about it, you're dealing with it and all that stuff.
And make sure to tell people someone that can understand you, not someone that's going to judge you for it. You need someone to be very, very open-minded and try to understand what that means. You know, someone that supports you, good support system is what we need.
Right.
And, all right, let's close shop.
For those others, stop being a Chester molester. Stop being Chester.
Yeah, if your name is Chester, sucks. If your name is Chester, sucks for you, but just stop.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Stop being Chester. Go get help, and if you can't, and then put yourself into prison. Basically, go turn yourself in.
Walk to the prison right now by yourself. Don't even have someone drive you. Walk.
Turn yourself in. Go get locked up. And by the way, in prison, have all the fun you want. Diddle with avocado.
Keep
with your roommates.
Swinging it. Keep swinging. Yeah. Walk around swinging it.
Drop that bar of soap a couple times. No problem.
Try that.
Peace and love.